Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. Today is Friday, April 12th, 2024. And Jessica, what's going on?
Nick, we've been enjoying some really great weather recently, haven't we?
Yeah, for the most part.
I mean, not today, it's rainy, but
yeah.
But in this weekend is going to be beautiful. I think the highs are going to be in the 70s. It's supposed to be beautiful skies.
Well, that's good because we're at the time of year where events and festivals and some really fun outdoor activities are starting to fill up the calendar.
That's right. And we are really fortunate to have some unique events in our community, and we wanted to cover some of those today. So let's start with June's Breakfast and Patio in Shiloh. They are a cafe serving seasonal foods and pastries. And fun fact, they just celebrated their 2-year anniversary. So congrats to them. But what they have coming up is they host a supper club, which is a 4-course menu made with fresh local ingredients. And their next one is coming up on Saturday, April 20th. And at the time of us recording this, they do have a few spots left for that dinner. And I was going to read the menu here, but honestly, Nick, I can't pronounce most of the foods being offered.
Fair enough.
Like, they're very fancy, but it sounds delicious.
Okay.
And so they're known to sell out, and this is their last supper club of the season. So if you're interested, you'll want to snag those tickets soon. And if you can't make it there for the supper club, I recommend riding your bike to June's anyway. Not during supper club.
Yes.
Maybe later. My husband and I, we have parked at the Scott Air Force Base Metrolink and then huffed it up Siebert Road on our bicycles. But then you get to hang out at June's while enjoying some time on their beautiful patio.
Okay.
But speaking of patios, Nick, have you seen, let me get it out here, the Upright's new patio out back?
No.
Okay. Look at that video they posted.
Ooh, that's fancy.
It's nice, huh?
That is nice.
So the Upright is another great, unique place. They are located in the downtown district between Refinery Salon and Sweet Katie B's.
Okay.
They are a pub and music parlor, and they are living up to their name. They are offering live music 3 to 4 days a week in April.
Cool.
And this lineup looks really solid. So you've got that. You add in the beautiful weather that we're having, plus their new patio. I think that's going to make for some really fun evenings.
For sure.
They are open Wednesday through Saturday starting at 4 p.m. We will share their live music lineup on our Instagram story, so be sure to check that out. Another unique event coming up is the Rotary Club of O'Fallon's Pancake Breakfast at Edley's. Your $10 ticket gets you pancakes, bacon, and sausage. Okay, and if you've seen the flyer for this event, I just want to say it is a stellar example of how event flyers should look.
Okay.
Obviously, it has the details of the event, but it also has a Venmo that you can pay right then and there, so that makes it easy to buy the tickets. But here's the genius of it, though. At the end, it says, proceeds from this event go towards making a positive change right here in O'Fallon, such as, and then Nick, it lists the amazing things that the Rotary Club of O'Fallon has had a huge impact on.
Well, that's cool.
So things like the Rock Springs Rotary Park Pavilion, Fire Pit, and Playground, they've put tens of thousands of dollars into that park. At the food pantry, they have provided a new freezer and then built a shed for storage out on their lot. And then most recently, the club donated $13,000 towards the All Abilities Playground at the community park. And they're able to support these causes because of the events like this that they host. So if you're available next Saturday morning, April 27th, think about attending this event.
Okay.
And then two more unique events coming up include the inaugural Hot Rods for Hope Car Glow in the downtown district. This fundraising event promises to be an evening filled with incredible cars, so they'll have everything from classic beauties to modern marvels. And the idea is to light up the cars as a way to dispel the darkness of suicide. So by participating in this event, you'll not only have a fantastic time, but you'll also contribute to a meaningful cause, because proceeds from the Hot Rods for Hope Car Glow go directly towards supporting Glow for Hope's efforts and raising awareness about suicide prevention and mental health. Casey's morning show's A.D. Roundtree and his crew are going to be on site, plus they have live music lined up, so this sounds like it's going to be a perfect soundtrack for an unforgettable evening. There are two ways you can support the cause. You can enter your car into the Glow, and we'll link to that registration in the show notes, or you can attend the event.
Cool.
And finally, we want to mention Studio Strong's inflatable 5K and party. That's coming up on Sunday, May 5th, which is Cinco de Mayo. So imagine this: adults bouncing around in inflatable dinosaur costumes or giant donut rings or just rocking some hilarious blow-up gear.
Okay.
Is that your type of 5K?
Maybe.
Really?
I don't know. Nah, I mean, I'm not going to run a 5K, but man, you know.
Well, that's what they said. So they say you can come walk, waddle, amble, mosey, or just enjoy a scenic, fun-filled 5K.
Well, given the fact that it's Cinco de Mayo, I might be waddling.
There you go.
Yeah.
Their tagline is, finishing is optional. Smiling and having fun is mandatory. The best part is there's no fee to attend, so just bring your own costume and celebratory drink for the post-race party, and we'll link to that registration in the show notes.
Well, there you have it. Some fun and unique ways to get involved.
I think one of the ways to measure a community's health is to see what people are doing within the community. And putting this episode together, Nick, we got to see all of the ways people and businesses are showing up. So I think that that lets us know that we're doing things right here in O'Fallon and Shiloh.
And before we get into the calendar, let's hear from this week's podcast partner, Vine Street Market at O'Fallon Station.
Farmers, artisans, and vendors are set to report for spring training every other Saturday this March and April. The Vine Street Micro Markets are an opportunity for vendors to warm up for the season and for you to get a sneak peek into this year's freshest local produce, meats, and more. And yes, expect fresh vegetables too. Thanks to our dedicated farmers, cool season crops are ready to bring the freshest flavors straight to your table. Keep up on socials at Vine Street Market O'Fallon or online at O'FallonVineStreetMarket.com.
So Jess, what's on the calendar for this week?
Today is Friday, April 12th. Tomorrow, as we just heard, is another Vine Street Market from 9 until noon. And as we said at the top of the episode, the weather looks fantastic. And then we spent a lot of time just now highlighting events in this episode. We're going to link to all of those details in the show notes. And that will include several of the local donation drives and rummage sales that we covered in a previous episode about spring cleaning. And finally, we were going to promote the great OTHS puzzle race that's happening tomorrow, but then we received word right before we started recording that that event is sold out. So instead of promoting it, Nick, we want to give them a shout out for creating a fun event that people want to attend.
Neat.
And that's your snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh.
Well, on that note, I've got to get going.
Thanks, Nick. It's always a pleasure.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.